According to Dan Olszewski, director of the Weinert Center for Entrepreneurship at UW-Madison, many expected Altria to spin off Kraft at a recent board meeting, but so far nothing has happened. He says Kraft has been moving towards a split for some time.
They actually announced a couple of years ago that they were going down this path of spinning off Kraft, but that the CEO said there were three lawsuits that had to be settled before they would do that.
Olszewski says while tobacco companies have bought many other companies in recent years, most expected synergies never happened. Many acquired companies have also suffered a tobacco taint from negative reactions towards the tobacco industry. However, Olszewski says a Kraft's primary gain in a spin-off would be a smaller company able to make decisions faster. This size change, however, may lead to the sale of other entities such as Oscar Mayer.
One of the benefits of being spun off in a business is that the management has greater accountability directly to their business and those shareholders. And that greater focus can sometimes result in a greater focus on the strategic businesses, and that means getting rid of some that they don't view as being strategic.
Smithfield Foods Incorporated, a major U.S. pork and beef producer, has been cited in other reports as being interested in Oscar Mayer if it becomes available. Olszewski says this particular sale could mean downsizing due to the similarity of the companies, but that the cost of Oscar Mayer may be too high. Kraft officials have released a statement saying all spin-off decisions rest with Altria and that their primary concern is creating quality products. Altria's next board meeting is set for October. This is Kristen Chipkowski, Wisconsin Public Radio.